This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the American Family Farmer, the weekly radio program for the small independent farm owners and those interested in how your food gets from the farm to your table. Here's your host, lifelong family farmer, Doug Steffen.
Hi, 7 after the hour. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen. One of the things that is intriguing about this program, from my perspective, is all the areas of interest that it has found, all the people that are finding it of interest and import, because we focus not only on the American Family Farmer and his or her interests, but the businesses that are sometimes run by the American Family Farmer, and the locavores. How many people, raise your hand, please, you know what the locavore term means? Mr. Harrison. Oh, look at who's in the audience. Look at who's here. Michael Harrison, who is, among other things, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine.
Right, and but a locavore.
He is a locavore.
I'm a locavore. It sounds like some type of a prehistoric beast. The locavores.
A locavore.
They ate only local meals.
Yes, the interest is in local sourced food. Food that you can get if you can go to the farm, watch the cows being milked, watch the raspberries being picked, or even better yet, go pick them yourself.
Mm.
Ever picked a raspberry?
Yeah, I'm an old berry picker. Strawberry. From a long time ago. There's something about when you grow or pick the food yourself. When I lived in California, I had a couple of lemon trees and orange trees, and they bore very little fruit. It wasn't like, you know, very fertile. I lived on a hill, but I would nurture those two or three lemons for the whole season, those two or three oranges for the whole season, and then pick them and, you know, make a whole big ritual out of eating my own homegrown fruit, thinking about all that juice used to be from the garden hose.
it's like
alchemy. You can turn water into fruit juice through this machine known as an orange bush or an orange tree.
But isn't that a wonderful way of actually understanding how the process works?
Yes.
That really is an educational, that's as true a statement as one can find. Let me bring people around to understand why you're here with us on the American Family Farmer. Michael was really the inspiration for doing this. Michael and I have been friends for 20 some odd years because we're connected through our talk radio roots. And about 3 years ago, maybe, I think it was at a Talkers Conference, as a matter of fact, you said to me that I ought to put my broadcasting acumen together with my agricultural know-how and come up with a program. And you didn't tell me what, because I knew what we needed to do. It was just I needed somebody to push me to do it, to get me excited about doing it, because this is a passion. Both of these things, the radio business, a passion of mine, has been all my adult life. And farming, I've been around cows all of my life. I've been around the farm and have felt the urge to help people understand who may not know what's going on, the dangers, the vagaries, the pitfalls of farming in America today. And so we decided to come up with a sort of a format. I decided to find problems and see if we could find people that would help us solve the problems on the farm. So that's what we've done. That's what we're doing. We have, we're 114 or 15 stations along, including two new ones this week, WLRT in Lexington, Kentucky, a new member of the American Family Farmer affiliate list, and also KELE in Mountain Grove, Missouri. So every week we're adding 2, 3, 4 stations to the roster. We actually started on the Talkers website at talkers.com. You can find Talkers Television and Talkers Radio. And so when we first decided to do this, Michael says, let's put it up on Talkers Radio. And then what happened after that?
Well, it went on to become nationally syndicated on broadcast radio. Talkers Radio, for the listeners, is an experimental radio station That's there purely for experimentation. It's a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
We try out new formats. We don't worry about formats. We don't worry about ratings. We don't worry about selling advertising. We just do radio that's conceptual and see if it can get some traction, get legs, and become a real radio show. And American Family Farmer has been one of our biggest successes. When we first talked about this, one of the things I pointed out to you, and I'm very proud of what you have done with this program, is cover so many bases that a show like this covers. It covers, of course, the plight of small business in America, not just the farms, but a lot of the problems that farms face are the same problems faced by the small mom-and-pop businesses in America, big government, big corporations. There are many, many gigantic obstacles and foes to the small business making it nowadays, and the farm is a quintessential example of it. Also, it brings to the fore the opportunity to talk about health and to talk about nutrition and to talk about the different kinds of foods and what we eat. And the third major point that it covers is the importance of local economies. And I think that, and even four, it talks about what people can do in terms of their own agricultural endeavors in their homes, in their backyards, as I mentioned before. So this is an interesting spectrum of topics that you cover with this program. And obviously there's an audience for it. And I would think there'd be an audience for it among all types of people. It's not just based as a show for farmers, although it provides them with a wonderful platform to have somebody champion their plight against really what seem like insurmountable foes. But there's something for everybody in this show. It's good.
One of the things that is I like about doing it is it brings me to my roots. It's very easy, although fortunately I've been doing this long enough so that most everything is facile. I find it easy to talk about anything, but I'm not always interested in talking about everything and anything that's going on. I am interested in this because I think, as you have just said, it gets to all the aspects of what keep us healthy. A strong mind, thinking through some of these issues, trying to keep the economy going locally. And with that in mind, I'm going to talk with Michael about the Trans-Pacific Partnership and a presentation I made to a group of people a few nights ago. It's 14 past the hour on this week's American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison.
When you need, spends a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Oh, what the? Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scrapes knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Goldbond pain and itch relief cream with lidocaine. Goldbond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Goldbond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It supports your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24 Hour. Its prescription strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Are we watching history repeat itself?
It's your country, and I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute. The French author Alexis de Tocqueville published a book about the centralization of power under France's kings that led up to their revolution of 1789. But the book could also describe Washington, D.C. today. France was a decentralized society of peasants ruled by aristocrats under a weak national government. As their system started to break down, the national government grew, regulating welfare payments for the poor, dictating how farmers should run their farms. It finally collapsed in a violent revolution. France back then resembles Washington today. Incoherent regulations, an explosion of unaccountable bureaucrats, and the idea that nothing can be built without the government's help. We must fix our broken system and restore the limits on government, or we may be doomed to watching history repeat itself. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
17 after the hour, Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, whose idea it was to do this program, so we're basically spending our hour together this week on the American Family Farmer, going through the rationale of why we wanted to do this and what comes of it for you. As I said, it was aimed at solving problems. One of the biggest problems we have, as Michael alluded to, is the government. The government is not our friend. Farmers are not connected to the government. The government is anti, at the moment, small business and small farming. And the best example of that is the so-called Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is aimed, supposedly, they'll tell you, like NAFTA and whatever the other one was at that time, these trade programs. I used to call it NAFTA-SHAFTA because we did. We got the shaft. Bill Clinton, I think, was the president at the time. Now Mr. Obama wants to get this through. And what will happen? I spoke to a group the other night, Michael, of people who were trying to get together a way. They didn't understand how it worked, first of all, and then they wanted to get together a message because they knew it was bad to their congressional delegation that we needed to fight the Trans-Pacific Partnership. By the way, this is something that's been promoted by both the Republicans and the Democrats, equal opportunity yensing, if you will. So what happens in the Trans-Pacific Partnership? In a sentence, I can tell you that every American family farmer will be put out of business if this partnership, this trade deal, is put through. That's a bold, strong statement, but I can back it up. If you look or understand who the major players are in this and how it is that our government is in cahoots with all these other governments around the world, and the way that they hear cases, it's like a kangaroo court. If you look at the NAFTA stuff, or even if things that are done by the World Health Organization, things that are connected to the UN, all of these things that erode our sovereignty and our basic reason for being as a country, the basic core principle, I think, of freedom, Michael, is to be able to choose what you want to eat. The Trans-Pacific Partnership will kill your ability to even go find seeds that you may want to plant, or food that you would like to have that is different or unique. It all will go away because the big influences of industrial farming and international business have co-opted any chance that people will be able to have good fresh produce. It's just over.
How would this happen? In other words, you're giving us the warning of the results. But,
yes.
But how would this? How would this?
The trade deals allow unfettered access to American markets of all kinds of stuff that we heretofore have said we didn't want: beef and fruit and flowers and things that are grown in other countries, dairy products that are highly inspected here, and that makes the cost of them more. That would all go out the window. And the stuff that comes in from these other countries has no basis in our thinking that they are sound products. They just can come, because if they don't come, we get fined by the World Trade Organization. That's basically it, nutshell. More in a moment here on the American Family Farmer.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 23 past the hour, the Good Day American Family Farmer is on the air, speaking to people in Maryland, Washington State, Ohio, Missouri, Tennessee, New York State, Iowa, Alabama, Kansas, Nevada. Let's see, look at all the states in Texas. Wow, this is pretty cool. Having all the interest that people do, Tennessee, Virginia. Yep, good to have you on board. And folks, there are a lot of farm, people don't realize this, a lot of farming going on in Alaska. The season is not too long, but because they have a growing season that's affected by the sun being out, a lot of people don't know this, that agriculture in Alaska, very interesting. The soils up there are quite good. And so when people plant, even though they only have about a 2.5 to 3 month growing season, because the sun is out literally 20 to 22 hours a day for 2.5 to 3 months, the period of time I'm talking about growing in Alaska, Michael, and what happens up there, because the sun is shining most of the day and night, things grow quicker because the sun is on the plants. So it's equivalent of 2 days of growing here. In the lower 48, when you're in Alaska, you plant seeds in June about this time, and you have little risk of frost, and the weather stays warm and sunny until about the middle of September, and then the growing season's over. But because it's twice as long, you can get good corn to grow in 60 days instead of 110 days here. So a lot of people didn't know that. I was just talking about places where we're being heard, and Alaska is one of them. What did you start to say?
Is Alaska, as a result, more of an agricultural producer than people realize, or is this just an interesting scientific fact?
No, well, I think maybe both of those things, especially the southern areas of Alaska. One of the things that they find that is extraordinarily good for, and this is the kind of thing that this program specializes in talking about, the amount of fish that is not used, the fish that's caught in Alaska and not used, the fish that's ground up and used as fertilizer, it's wonderful. Fish fertilizer, extraordinary. It really is great for the soil and great for the crops. So there's a lot of that used up there, and that's what helps them grow, again, along with the fact the sun is out twice as long, that sort of thing. Wow. So it gives them a viable agricultural reality in Alaska. A lot of people say, it's cold, nothing can grow up there. Yeah, they have a good, it's a short season, but a good one. So,
plus, the people in Alaska are so independent. The people in Alaska are hardy and independent. I would think that family farming would be, during the warmer times, a very big option for many of the folks that live there in terms of their culture and psychology. And I was just thinking, what about the products that are produced on the average family farm? What are we talking about? Are we talking about crops? Are we talking about livestock?
Yeah, there's three different areas. The produce people who are doing fruits and vegetables, the dairy operations that are exercising the animal for milk, and then the other operation, which would be a beef operation. There are some who, when their cows are culled after they've lived a useful life on the farm giving milk, they get sent to the slaughterhouse and become McDonald's hamburgers. But then there are others who grow cows for the purposes of having beef. Most of the animals used in beef, not all of them, but most of them are males, and they have been neutralized, if you will, neutered by a process when they are young, so they grow faster and they can bulk up more because they don't have sexual energy. And as we know, most people, when you think about it, sexual energy takes a lot of your body's forces and uses them in this one direct manner. So if you don't have the ability to have sex, and if you've been neutered, then all of the growing that goes on, all the energy and the food that you're eating goes to building, to bulking you up, making you bigger. And that's what happens on a lot of the ranches and a lot of the cattle farms, where they're growing beef just for the sake of growing beef. This is the American Family Farmer at 28 past the hour.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Thank you.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Now 34 after the hour, this is this week's edition of the American Family Farmer, with lots of good stations around the country, and there's another element to this, the world of podcasting, the world of outreach, the world of going into other areas, like we're on the My Farm Radio app, Michael, as well, so being heard in lots of different ways. Still getting the message across that we want to support the mission of the American Family Farmer. You are asking me some really good questions about the business of farming and what it is that we used to be. When I was growing up on a farm, everything happened on the farm. We raised the produce. We did milking. We did have beef. And all they might have sheep and pigs and all kinds of other things. And I would dare say that today on the American Family Farm, you still find some of that. Although in my neck of the woods here in Massachusetts, we pretty much have it specialized. A family farm that does, actually there are two of them around me, within a stone's throw of my voice right now. You can find an organic farmer's market, and you can find a conventional farmer's market where produce, all the same produce being grown. It's just, how do you support it? Is it done through conventional means, or is it done through the new so-called organic means? And there is a constituency for both. But you have a choice. And to go back to what we were talking about with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, there is no choice. When that thing gets enacted, and the audacity of saying, you know, you can't change it, you vote it up or you vote it down, that's it. Like a dictatorship. And that's what people on the farm and locavores, people who are looking to buy really fresh choice food and pay for it, they are going to have that option, because there'll be so much thing, so much produce on the market will be flooded with things from other countries. There won't be any way to support the American Family Farm. So you'd gone down that trail a little, and were asking me some questions. So I'm happy to answer others that may be.
I'll tell you what else I wonder about. I remember over the years listening to you talking about your dairy farms, that you seem to have a personal relationship, an affinity, a caring for your cows. And one of the big issues today that's certainly a major issue of discussion, as a matter of fact, back to Talkers Radio, we've been having experimental radio show about it, is animal rights, animal activism. Mm-hmm. There's a huge movement. And part of the issue in the animal rights movement is that corporate agriculture tends to torture animals for the sake of expediency, particularly cattle and chickens. The egg business is the result of a lot of suffering on the part of poultry. What's your take on this?
Well, what happens, unfortunately, in these circumstances is because there's one bad apple in the bunch, it taints what other people are doing. There's a specific reference. There are plenty of specific references for the growth of hens and chicken. There's a difference between hens that lay eggs and chickens that are used for meat. They are not one and the same. But in terms of the exposure of things, I'm thinking about a dairy farmer in New York State had about 400 cows, and somebody from PETA or one of the organizations got in there with a hidden camera and saw and got proof of how badly this farmer was treating his animals. And he was. It was atrocious. It was horrible. And he's not considered a big farmer. He's considered someone who is maybe medium-sized. And he was. The people that were working for him were abusing the animals. Because this is not really then a family farm, because he has to hire outside help. A family
this is an isolated case. I'm talking about institutionally.
Right.
In terms of time, corporate farms that produce thousands of eggs.
What I was trying to do is differentiate between the problems that have been cited. There have been problems on smaller farms that get cited, and then it tends to impact all of the farmers who are in that business negatively, and it's not fair. However, when you look at the same sort of thing going on these big factory dairy farms where there are 5, 6, 10, 12, 15, 20,000 cows, for God's sakes, in Indiana, I know a farmer who got 24,000 cows that get milked 3 times a day. The animals have a horrible life. The milk that's produced is crap, literally, because the animals are tied into the feedlot. They lay in the manure. The manure gets into the cow's udders and causes mastitis, which affects the quality of the milk. So the stuff that you're getting, you know, you see these trucks running around here from one of the local Dean Foods dairy farms as local milk from local farms. That is such crap. The milk is coming from New York State. It's coming from northern New England. It's all coming into the same plant in Massachusetts and then being distributed all over New England. And yeah, maybe there are 5 farmers out of 50 or 50 out of 500 that are local. But you see, that's what it is. The idea of marketing and what people can do with that idea, the bigger the industry, for example, going back to the milk industry, there's one family, the Suiza family, that controls Dean Foods. And Dean Foods controls about 75% of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. So they dictate what gets paid, where the milk comes from, how they've just, you know, they're in control. Not the local family farmer, unless he gets to do a co-op and can sell his milk locally. And maybe that happens in some region of the country. Out where you are in western Massachusetts, there is a consortium of 14 or 15 different dairy farms in northern Massachusetts and southern Vermont that have one label, and they send all their milk into the pool, and it's much better milk, much quality, because of a family operation, and they can control what's going on. It's a wonderful operation, actually. But do I make myself clear the difference between what goes on the smaller farms that are managed versus the large corporate farms that are practically unmanageable? Here's a better example, Michael. If you drive down Interstate 10 into El Paso, or you can do it whether it's coming out of Arizona, New Mexico, those areas along there where there are dozens and dozens of these huge farms, you can smell the farms 5 miles away on a windy day. And what you're smelling is the manure that's piled up that hasn't been distributed, and the cows are, in many instances, laying in that stuff. Their feedlots, they try to clean them 3 or 4 times times a day, but they're still exposed to this stuff. We're on a grass-fed operation, a pasture-based operation. The cows are laying out in the field, and they're not laying in their own waste. And I think that's part of it. And in the old days, when I was a kid, the barns get cleaned up. The cows' manure went into the gutter in the wintertime. The summertime, they were out all the time. So they weren't exposed to the same kind of stuff as we have now, because there's just so many animals in such a small space. You're talking about
Is it a matter of greed? Couldn't corporate farming and the family farm live in harmony so people have a choice? Because I'm sure there are some benefits to mass production.
Yeah, there are some benefits. You're right. And that's a great question. Why is the question, why don't they or can they? Which question are we asking?
Both. Can they is the premise, and then why don't they is the question. You know, why don't they?
They could. But they don't, because the big guy always wants to, and no matter what the industry is, the big guy wants to push the little guy out of business. Remember when Uber first got started and all the taxi companies around the country were trying to put them out of business because they were better than they were? And so they all ganged up on them, but Uber prevailed because they were better. They had better resources and they went public. The small family farmer doesn't have the better resources. They don't have a public corporation. They just have their family to support, so they can't compete with the way things are done in the large industrial dairy and or produce market. Let's go one step further to answer the question in terms of compatibility. What people buy in their stores, let's say we're on the East Coast and it's the middle of the winter and the lettuce and the spinach and the celery and the carrots and the peppers and everything that we see in the store all has come from the California Central Valley. They put that stuff on trucks and they drive it to the East Coast. It takes 5 days for the most part. In that time, the sugars, which are responsible for the value and the taste of most of that, has gone. At least 50-60% of it. So when you get one of those and they say, here's the fresh produce division versus the frozen produce division, what you really are getting is an inferior product. Frozen food at that point is better than fresh fruit. Most people don't know, because they don't know where the food's coming from.
Because the frozen food is frozen immediately from the vine.
Right.
So it has everything.
Right. Yeah. So I mean, these sort of things. It is counterintuitive, but the marketing that gets done by the big companies sort of it plays that up, and it doesn't take into account the difference between being fresh and local and just fresh. That's the big difference. And so the little guys that are producing something better, the big guys don't like producing the stuff because they want to grow it in mass on hundreds and thousands of acres, and they can't pay attention to the detail. That's why when you get a package of Dole lettuce every once in a while, it's loaded with E. coli or salmonella or listeria or something, because it hasn't been cleaned properly. Then it's been sealed in this package, so the stuff that's in there that's bad just keeps growing, and if people don't have a strong immune system, they get sick. That's, you know, kind of how it boils down. Here's another news note. You, as a consumer, as a locavore, have a right to know what's in your food. There are people who have been studying this. There's a statement that began this movement to get people focused on what the foods that we were buying or being exposed to had GMO in it or were genetically modified. All of these acts, this legislation that has been somewhat put on hold. I know the Vermont law still stands, actually. A lot of people trying to get that federal regulation passed, which was obnoxious at best, to keep the states from telling you what's in your food. So the first law will be enacted in July in Vermont. The requirement is you must label genetically modified food. And if people stop purchasing those products, so what? If you don't want to buy them, then you shouldn't have to buy them. Be exposed. You need to know what's in the food, for God's sakes. So I'm all for labeling pretty much everything. All right, let's pause for a moment. Well, we continue Hold on, Michael. Michael Harrison is here from Talkers Magazine. He's the one who gave me the idea to do the American Family Farmer. So we're sort of getting into the nitty-gritty of what the program is about and how it's aimed at helping the American family farmer.
Shaquille O'Neal here. If you battle back or hip pain or knee or shoulder pain, you don't have to tough it out. You can just turn it off with Smart Relief from Icy Hot. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that safely block pain at the nerve level. It's simple, easy to use, and it's been clinically tested to start providing immediate relief for hours, even after you turn it off. So if you're battling pain, let Icy Hot help you win that battle. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain.
Use only as directed.
Hey, this is Shaq. When I was playing ball, our team doctors helped me overcome pain with something called TENS therapy. And Icy Hot Smart Relief is that same kind of therapy. You just push a button and whoosh. Smart Relief sends waves of relaxing pulses that immediately start blocking pain. Back, hip, knee, or shoulder pain. Even works for hours after you turn it off. Man, this Smart Relief is so smart, they should call it Shaq Relief. Ooh, I like that one. Somebody write that down for me. Turn on Smart Relief and turn off pain. Get my lawyer on the phone. I need to patent that.
Use only as directed.
Are we watching history repeat itself? It's your country, and I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute. The French author Alexis de Tocqueville published a book about the centralization of power under France's kings that led up to their revolution of 1789. But the book could also describe Washington, D.C. today. France was a decentralized society of peasants ruled by aristocrats under a weak national government. As their system started to break down, the national government grew, regulating welfare payments for the poor, dictating how farmers should run their farms. It finally collapsed in a violent revolution. France back then resembles Washington today. Incoherent regulations, an explosion of unaccountable bureaucrats, and the idea that nothing can be built without the government's help. We must fix our broken system and restore the limits on government, or we may be doomed to watching history repeat itself. I'm Matt Carey with the Lexington Institute, and remember, it's your country.
Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back, MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. Just port your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. My pillow doesn't go flat, it doesn't get hot, and the patented fill stays put. You'll like it and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one My Pillow and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985. Or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
When you need it, spend a little too much time in the sun relief.
Yikes.
Attack of the angry mosquito relief.
Hey, watch this.
Scraped knees.
And an elbow.
Relief. You need new Gold-Bond Pain and Itch Relief Cream with lidocaine. Gold-Bond has the maximum strength lidocaine available without a prescription and starts working on contact to numb away pain and itch. New Gold-Bond with lidocaine. Relief starts now. Use as directed.
This is the American Family Farmer with an update on food safety. If you are a farmer who's interested in selling produce wholesale or direct to a retailer, we want to sell to a restaurant or some institution, you probably have food safety on your mind. Growing number of buyers are requiring farms to demonstrate compliance with the food safety standards the government has come out with. There's an audit sometimes that I've seen that some restaurants especially are requiring, some sort of certification program. Takes work for any farmer, but small American family farms face unique challenges in accessing and paying for food safety training. The USDA, though, has a new tool, the Good Agricultural Practices Act, or the GAP program. You have an updated version this year. If you'd like more information, you ought to go to your local or county or state USDA office to find out how the GAP program works. I'm Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. The program started at Talkers Radio and has matured since then. And Michael and I just sort of wanted to do a retrospective and from his point of view to get a sense of why this program has grabbed the attention of a lot of people who aren't necessarily even farmers. People who, I mean, we're in farming communities, to be sure, and on farming networks, but there are plenty of people. I mean, let's face it. Your most important choice, other than a human being perhaps to spend your life with, is what you eat. Maybe you could argue it's more important, what you put into your body. So that's why this program has a major focus 15 minutes after the hour.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
After the hour now on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen with our weekly overview of what's going on in the family farm, the world of family farms, on the family farm, if you will. Also, the locavore movement, where you're getting your food. It's the time of year. People are getting excited. They're growing their own food, maybe a little patch on their backyard, or they can go to the family farm and get strawberries now and early lettuce and spinach and things like that. And that good food lasts until the frost, generally speaking. I've had the pleasure of having Michael Harrison, who's my mentor when it comes to the American Family Farmer and many other things that I do in the radio world. He's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and he kind of wanted to share his feelings with you about the program and its roots and why it is important, and he wanted to learn for himself. He keeps asking me questions. Go ahead. His statements and questions.
One of the things I want to mention to the listeners and just for the sake of discussion is that this is talk radio. And I gather, listening to you speak earlier this hour, that the American Family Farmer does not have that much representation. It's not that much organized. There aren't really that many advocacy groups and champions out there fighting big government, fighting big agriculture on behalf of the
there
are. Farmer.
The best organization is National Farmers Union now. Russell Johnson, who is a a farmer from North Dakota runs it. It certainly is a laboratory for discussion. It also is an advocacy group, a lobbying group, and they do a very effective job for the small family farmer. But they've been outdone by the big corporate industry farmers that go to the American Farm Bureau Federation.
Right.
And they've taken over that. So there's a difference in the groups for sure now, Michael.
Yeah, but you see, the point I'm making is that talk radio is such a powerful medium, and we've seen talk radio turn politics around, turn government around in terms of giving the average person a voice. We see even sports talk radio give the fan a voice against big corporate ownership. I'm delighted that a show like this exists because one of its major causes will be to actually serve the issue that it deals with as opposed to just be frivolous entertainment. It's certainly entertaining. It's very informative. But hopefully this show will serve as a major champion and advocate for the plight of the family farmer, and thus the problem that that causes the American consumer. So the most important thing for people to understand is this is not just a, hey, feel sorry for your American family farmer. This is not charity. It is good for the American people. It's good for their health. It's good for the economy. And it's good for the general state of the middle class and the working people in this country that the American family farm remain a viable institution and entity in our society. I mean, that's the point, Doug.
And it will not if things like the Trans-Pacific Partnership is brought into play here, the country of origin labeling, the so-called cool effort, so that people just have the right to find out what or where their food comes from, the labeling, the way the big corporate interests, industrial, not only industrial farming, but the ancillary chemical companies like Monsanto that don't want people to know where their foods come from, don't want to have people know that there's GMO corn or whatever it is. It was very interesting earlier this year, the Campbell Soup Company, which is the largest of its type in the world, decided it would voluntarily put on their label whether the vegetables had any GMO in them or not. And it's hurt their business. To their credit, they decided to do what people wanted to do, and they knew they'd take a hit for a while. But what it's done is get them to clean up their act so that now they will go buy the vegetables and things they use in their vegetable soup or whatever the soup is from people who are using non-sourced, non-GMO seeds and growing non-GMO produce. So it's changed that whole business, which Monsanto finds anathema. They don't want people to know what's in there. And I can say that, you know, this is not just a grind against them. This is the truth. They do not want to have you know where the food is coming from. Where your food, you don't have a choice. And I think that's part of the mantle that I'm holding up here. Yeah, go ahead.
It's really too bad we don't hear more about this in the general political discussion. You know, there's so many issues such as this that just don't get talked about.
And they're very political, by the way. They're extraordinarily political. What's more important than you being able to choose the food that you eat? Why isn't Hillary Clinton? Why isn't Donald Trump? Yeah, I'm somewhere on his name. Why aren't the press people asking them questions about our food sources? Why isn't that among them? It is to people. People's choices when it comes to food, they'll tell you, is in the top three things that they want to be able to control in their life. So, food for thought, if you'll pardon the pun. Michael Harrison here with Doug Stephan on the American Family Farmer.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.